Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Incoming MECTI command message. Clearance level 16 required for access. Incoming MECTI command message. Clearance level 16 required for access.
What?
Incoming MECTI command message. Clearance level 16 required for access. Incoming MECTI command message. Clearance level 16
required for access. Incoming MECTI command message. Clearance level 16 required for
PEM. PEM 23. 238429. Wait. No. MECTICAC 041484 MECTI 1 receipt of PEM code 23-238429. Please confirm equipment malfunction. What the hell is going on?
MECTI 1 Capricorn, US 11, year 238, 2200 hours, spirit time, EVA 7, crew, Walter Langston, stability positioning and entry systems specialist, Jennifer Simmons, meteorology climatology specialist, Jacqueline Wood, robotics specialist, objectives, connect all water station 1 devices to chemical reactor 1, power up chemical reactor 1 for water manufacture.
I'm off the ladder. Come on down, Jackie.
Coming down. Nice looking night. Surprised to see so many stars.
Well, there's no light pollution to contend with.
It is unusually bright out here.
No dust, no iron oxide. Haven't seen the night sky this clear since before we landed. Almost like something pushed it aside.
I'll take it. Added illumination out here does make it easier to work.
Your turn, Jennifer.
Why is it that only the first person to walk on another planet or moon gets to have a speech? Ever wondered about that?
No one's stopping you, Jennifer. Say whatever you want.
Yeah, this will be great. You will now be the 14th person to set foot on Mars.
Shut up, Walter. I'm not saying that I had anything planned, really. It just dawned on me is all. Did David Scott or Jack Schmidt give speeches?
I don't remember.
Who?
Oh, brother. I'm not the first person to walk on Mars, but I'm for damn sure the best looking.
I say we put that to a vote.
Well, Miss Abby Murdoch will be here in about a month on MECTI 2. No offense.
Ugh, here we go. The Abby Murdoch plug.
The Abby...
You know what, Walter? When MECTI 2 arrives, I think Abby needs to know about this little obsession you...
I'm not obsessed.
Ah, right. You're obsessed, Walter. And I'm going to tell Abby everything you've been saying since we left, so she'll finally realize how much of a creep you really are.
Whatever. Go right ahead. Obsessed. Psh.
Walter, it seems as though you may have some denial issues going on. You want me to schedule a session with Fedor for a while? Get some stuff off your chest? He'd be happy to see you.
Hilarious, Paul. Just hilarious.
What'd I say?
All right, idiots. We're here.
Beginning with waterline.
Copy that.
Walter, you got the HCAP and OCAP link.
Will do.
Jennifer, work on the conduits for OCAP 1.
Sam, glad to see you back in the CC.
Your wife's doing great.
I knew she'd be fine. We need to discuss some things.
Okay.
OCAP conduit is connected.
As you probably guessed, the storm last week and your injuries have set us back with scheduling.
Andrew, It's been over a week, and at this point I would have already been on my third EVA, but people are filling in. We're doing fine.
Good, Jennifer. Assist Walter and Jackie as needed.
Let me jump ahead to my point, Sam. There's going to be certain ops coming up in the near future that will require guidance from Earth.
Yeah?
A certain terraforming protocol we're supposed to conduct in 2 weeks.
Right, the thermonuke detonations. So?
When that happens, we need to be in contact with Mission Control.
No, we don't.
We don't?
Andrew, we've got all the capabilities on board the Wasp to handle everything involved with Mechti's plans. That even includes remote detonation of thermonuclear explosives. We've been over this.
Got the chemical reactor connected to the gas tank splitter. Getting the splitter connected to the tanks now.
So you're suggesting we rule Earth out of the equation?
What I'm saying is...
It's been 8 days since we've heard a peep from Earth, Sam. 8 days since we've heard from the space station. And it's been 8 days since Perception 2 is supposed to go online.
Look, I don't know why we've had prolonged communications blackouts, but as we did with the scheduling snafu, we'll adapt. Mechti will figure out this communications issue. For the time being, we need to continue on with our own problems here. This situation does not change anything. You've trained for this scenario, just as the rest of us have. We make do.
Copy.
I'm going to my quarters.
Not a single beep of a signal.
What are you saying?
I don't know. This whole thing is just starting to feel a little suspicious.
Suspicious of what, Kaya?
We've been here for over a week and not a word from Houston or anyone. Luke's ship should have launched when we landed and still nothing.
What about the real...
Something else. Why haven't we heard from Perception 2? Sam gave me these coordinates that, frankly...
Wait. Let me know if I'm hearing this right. You think Sam is keeping stuff from us?
Just seems odd.
What were the coordinates for?
Sam said they were for the relay satellite, Perception 2. The coordinates he gave me, though...
Hey, Tina, I'm gonna go get some shut-eye. Oh, hey, ladies.
Hey, Sam.
Good evening, Sam. Wait.
Have a good night, you two.
Sorry. What were we talking about earlier?
Your boy toy, Luke, on Mechti 2?
Boy toy?
Well, what would you call it?
Well, you do have a point, Nada.
Almost done, guys.
Copy that, Jackie. You guys are clear for Water Station 1 power-up.
Roger. Turning on now. That star looks overly bright tonight, doesn't it?
What star?
Right there.
Whoa. Yeah, I'd say.
Any guesses?
Trying to figure out what constellation it's in. It's outshining almost everything else in the sky.
Chemical reactor is up and running. Stand by for water detection.
It might be the Carina constellation. They may look a little more skewed from Mars, but... Let's see, there's IC-2602, I think. And that's... Oh! Eta Carina.
Eta what?
Copy, Jackie. Standing by.
Eta Carina, huh? It's beautiful, regardless. And I think we can do with the extra light. You'd think another sun may have sprouted up. It's so bright.
Yeah. I think I may take a look at it in the observatory when we get back inside. I'm wondering.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.